Hello everyone, I am Baxter and I am, or was now, a social media handler for a very famous musician, but you can't know that. And let alone his name, to be honest. That's why I'm recording this, you know, because I had to like get my thoughts out somehow, because it's been tough. You know, he's too busy making his own music, figuring out how he will throw his arms in the air in a video, how he would perform in a stage full of millions of people, and you know, sing with multiple layers of autotune. Wait, you thought he was an actual genuine musician who wrote his own music or the beat? Well, the truth is, if you have an attracting face or you have an attractive body, you don't necessarily need to put a lot of effort then. Just making quirky and relatable content is enough. I mean, it connects with the fans and it gets the views, you know. Also, you can get like, you know, if you want to write music, you can get ghostwriter. I mean, just people to take advice from. No need to give credit, for at least they get paid, right? Same in my case, I worked for him, but no one should know that. Otherwise, people will think he, you know, he's not relatable, organic and such, you know. People want real people, so let's give them an illusion of that. That's the main focus I had while I was working there. The truth be told, the job is not the easiest. I know, right? It's the easiest thing in the fucking world. You just have to post stuff that he wants you to post. That's it. But the thing is, he made quite questionable statements and then complains to me that I am too slow to rectify his errors. I mean, the guy used to make every single issue either a race issue or a gender issue. He, at times when India was, you know, very much terrified by rape, he was capitalizing on that. At times he was capitalizing on the patriarchy. He's capitalized on every fucking thing, you know, because to get attention, to get view, you know, likes, followers, etc. I mean, whatever fucking shit. I bet you, if, I mean, I'm just a social media handler. I'm telling you, he would have one point even expected me to carry out the abortion of his alleged child, you know, or quote unquote alleged child, if you ask me, because that actually happened. Now you may be thinking I'm chatting shit or I'm spreading rumors. No, my friends, I do have the evidence of all of it, and I was a hacker in my time, you know, when I was young. It's dangerous though. He can bust me for privacy of invasion if I'm caught. And those, you know, those credible, quote unquote credible newspapers, radio stations, and YouTube channel, like basically anyone on his payroll, right? They would all eat me alive. They would turn me into a fucking living monster. Make me look like the worst of the worst of human scum. Add rumors such as consumption of several narcotics. Destroy my life to save the image of the musician that they want to project to the world. Basically, in order to protect themselves, they would destroy the integrity and the loyalty of another person. That's just fucked up in my opinion, but I never looked at it that way until something happened, which I would get on to. There is one good or mixed thing about him though. He donates quite a bit, you know, and he donates in big chunks. That is the admirable thing, and I respect it very, very much. But the minute that's done, right, I instantly he's done with it. I see from his screenshot, I get a text of the organization, the amount or how much is given to the organization, and then who to send this information to. And it's usually one of the people, one of the organizations or establishments that are on his payroll, which I talked about earlier, the newspapers and everything, because they would do the work of the spreading. They would say from their anonymous sources, which obviously it's actually me, right? I am the one. And in reality, he's the one who actually wants the world to know that he's donating. It's mixed in my opinion. I feel good that he's donating, but at the same time, why the heck do you want to spread to the world, right? It's quite strategic to get a fan following, I suppose. So why I left him? Well, recently there was a case when a girl accused her cousin for harassment. it was all over the news, and the guy was autistic as well. No one gave him the chance to tell his point of the story. Even if he was completely normal, I'm telling you, if he was completely normal, I doubt they would have paid any heed to him, because he's a guy. He would have obviously indulged in harassment. The musician whom I'm talking about, he then wanted to capitalize on the opportunity. So he asked me to prepare a post on the matter. I did my task and posted it, though I didn't quite, agreed with it. It was a half-baked opinion, if you ask me, and it was without any sort of conclusive evidence. The judgment hadn't been out yet. Later on, though, it was revealed that the kid was 100% innocent. The girl lied for some reason, and it also it was some family reasons. I mean, it doesn't matter, right? Once the truth was revealed, right, this is why I left. Once the truth was revealed, I was asked to delete it. Turns out, later he tweeted from his own device. The lazy fucking bastard couldn't do it himself earlier. That's why he fucking hired me. He couldn't do that from his own device. He said that temporarily he had a handler, which he's referring to me, and how it was known, it was his own views, basically referring to me that what I posted for him were my views, for which he apologized for my allegedly reckless behavior. And people were supporting him. They were saying how unprofessional I was, and it upsetted me as hell. So I left the job, seeing how he couldn't be accountable for his own mistakes of having an opinion which was not supported by any relevant facts. These events or mishaps had happened before, but never had he trashed my integrity, even if it was anonymously. He trashed my integrity like that, and I was hurt. How these individuals don't mind hurting others for the reasons of portraying themselves as just as possible, so that they have a more likable image, which essentially translates to more sponsorship deals, collaborations with brands and such. I never posted a personal opinion or view, for it was simply my job to do whatever he told me to do, which in correlation is what the society wanted, expected him to do rather, no matter if it was actually right or wrong. In the end, for him, it all depends on what the public wants and what the public feels about different things. Yes, that's right. If the public feels about something in a certain way, he has to post it in the same particular way. There is no diversification in terms of opinions, and it's never contrasting with him. It's always just following the herd and expecting everyone will jump on the bandwagon. This is why I left. This is just simply why I left, and I had to record it. And I'm telling you right now, people, you never know who is real, who is fake. So I'll just say, be careful out there.